Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, with Roy. We're here on the New Year's of 2016. Well, Roy, we finally made it. Is there anything that you would like to share with our audience tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners and to our show. It's been a long year, and 2015, we're sure looking forward to the new year of 2016 and all the things that are going on in the world and all the changes that are being made, and we're looking forward to whatever, happens. First of all, what are we going to talk about tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I've discovered that since we are, we talk about supernatural things and what's been going on in the world, and people have witnessed, seeing spirits and seeing angels, and they've seen a lot of supernatural things, UFOs, things like that. We have come up with another idea on how to channel these spirits or aliens or fairies or mystical creatures or whatever you want to call them. I have developed a new gift where I'm able to channel this information through a typewriter. And through the typewriter, I just do a small prayer before I channel. And if you would prefer a tarot card reading with Roy, he's going to be pulling some cards from what they call the shadow deck. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving messages from the angels. So I'm going to pull a card for each individual, and then I'm going to give them a message from the angels, and then I'm going to channel for them. So if you want to speak to somebody that has passed on, anybody, loved ones, relatives, whatever, missing animals, we are looking to practice on that tonight. However, I have not been able to master to channel to find missing things, but I am open to the possibilities that I can do it tonight. And however, this is just one of my new gifts. I'm able to channel information through the keyboards. Just as my mentor has told me, this woman by the name of Katie Croak, and she's basically, they call her the White Buffalo Woman. And as you know, she's the one who's activated my gifts back at the time when I was about 15, 16 years old. And she mentioned that my sister was pregnant, and of course she was pregnant with two children, and she said she's going to actually have three. And so now, all these events have taken place. And so it's very interesting that a lot of people use different modalities for different psychic readings. Some people use runes. Some people use crystals. Some people are just naturally psychic or telepathic. They just pick things up spiritually. But everybody uses different tools. Some people like to even use Ouija boards. Me personally, I love Ouija boards because Ouija boards are a channel to help. It's a tool to help develop your psychic ability. And just remember that everything is the power of intention. So if you want to use a Ouija board and get scared, then you're going to get scared. If you use a Ouija board with good intentions and you surround yourself with a lot of light and love and welcome the angels to come in, then that's what you'll presence. And always remember, when you're doing any kind of psychic work, always use protection. Just even if you're doing some kind of healing work, and it doesn't matter if you're using sacred geometry, it doesn't matter if you're using Reiki. If you are using any kind of healing work, just use a lot of protection. Just like doctors, they go into to work and they're sick and they get the other patient sick, then that's on them. But, you always want to use protection in everything that you do. Just like when you drive in a car, they tell you to put on your seatbelt. That's the first thing that you do, is watch the signs. It goes with everything. I mean, caution, when you're firing your gun or it's really not the person it's really not the gun that's dangerous. It's the person that's behind the gun that's dangerous and the car. So just realize that that's just the way it is. But there are protocols that you have to follow, and as long as you stay within those guidelines, then I feel that you'll be safe and you'll have a fun experience. As far as supernatural things, I like to share that I was just recently watching a movie about a man that, it was a true story about a man that put a painting on a wall, and on the wall there was a man standing next to the ocean, and there was a woman that she kept wishing that she could be there. You know, it's like it was the power of intention, the power of attraction. And somehow she just zapped herself inside of the painting, and she was actually in the paint. There was, you know, by the ocean, and she actually married a rich man. And this was actually a true event, that her husband came home one day and couldn't find her. And he found her through the painting. So an angel showed it to him, and he decided to go in the painting as well. So there is a lot of, you know, miracle things out there that we can't explain. There's always supernatural things, like I said, UFOs, abductions, just different things that we can't explain. Even homes that are filled with portals and very magical. Is there anything else you want to share of that, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share that, you know, a lot of these supernatural, you know, different experiences that we have, you know, these are, a lot of people have never experienced anything like that before, but, you know, it seems like me and Adrian have, you know, we've had a lot of contact with spirits, and now main thing is, you know, there were messages that we had received from these spirits, plus, you know, even if we made contact with the ascended masters, you know, the spirit world is just as real as this reality, and we're all spirits. We're just spirits with bodies, and we're a lot of these stuck spirits that are here, you know, they're trying to find their way back to the light. And that's why, you know, we're here, is to help them, you know, to get, you know, back to where, you know, they came from. And again, you know, these are all spiritual experiences for everyone. And I feel that, you know, we all have these abilities. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, yeah, and there's definitely a lot going on, and people are developing new gifts and new abilities. People are activating every day. You know, and everything is kind of a learning experience. Everything is a new thing, and we all go through different transitions in our lives. And it's going to be really hard to adjust to those transitions, because we're so stuck in that old energy, just like what you were saying, that nothing ever stays the same, and that we're always going to develop something different. And so that's where spirit's going to lead us at this time. But I do have a prayer that I really want to get to. I want to say this prayer before we start the show, and then we're going to do some readings, and we'll do some channeling. If you don't want to do the channeling, right, that's fine too. We can just do tarot or just answer a few questions. This is a prayer which is called the Sacred Space Energy, and this is how it goes. To the winds of the south of the great serpent, wrap your coils around us and teach us to shed the past on which you shed your skin, to teach us to walk softly on the earth. Teach us the beauty way. The winds of the west, Mother Earth, protect the medicine space, teach us the ways of peace to live independently, and show us the way beyond death. To the winds of the north, the great hummingbird, grandmother and grandfather, ancient ones, come and warm your hands on us, on our fire, and whisper your wisdom in the winds. We honor you who have come to our children to heal our children after children. To the winds of the east, great eagle, condor, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we only dare to dream of. Help us to fly wing to wing with great spirit. Mother Earth, we have come to for the four healings of our children's children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged, the two-legged, the creepy crawlers, the fin, the firm, and the winged ones, and all our relations. Father, Son, Grandmother, Moon, Star, Nations, thanks for shining your light upon our path one more day. A great spirit who have known by a thousand names, and you are an able one. Thank you for showing us to sing the song of our life one more day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
So, what we would like to do is we would like to welcome our spirit guides to join us tonight, and we're going to go ahead and begin our readings. And you'll be talking with Roy and Adrian. And this number is from the 805 area. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna from California. How are you?
Hello,
hi.
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
You're very
and
welcome.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just, you know, I'd like to meet someone, and I'd like to get a little job or something like that, and I'm kind of suspended at this time, and I just wanted to know what you were picking up on these.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pull you an angel card, and then Roy's going to pull you another card really quickly.
Okay.
And just see what the angels have a message for you on that, okay?
Great.
And this is for a job, you said?
No, I think more I'd like to meet someone. I'd like to be in a relationship, you know, committed long-term relationship.
Okay. Okay, so the card I pulled was the Angel of Desire. And the Angel of Desire says, what do you do in your desire? You have the opportunity to write scripts and order your heart's true desires. Once you clearly decide upon your true desire and know that you are ready to serving them, then they'll rush into your life as if it was by magic. So that means that things are going to start appearing to you as if it was by magic. Once you write down your desires and you keep a notebook of that, then everything's just going to manifest into magic for you. And so I'm going to go ahead and get a channel reading from this angel and see what she has to say for you, okay?
Great. Thank you, Rob.
But please state your first name.
Donna.
Donna. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and punch in the code for this angel to come through. And each card has a different code frequency. And then I start channeling the information that comes from this spirit. And her name is Lizelle. Okay. And so Lizelle is saying that somebody, let me type it out first. Okay, so Lizelle is saying that there is going to be a new romance coming in by the middle of the month of this next year. She also says you're going to have a change in career and that you're going to be doing some traveling with this person and it's going to be overseas. And she's also saying to really watch your diet. There's going to be a very high stress level that is coming your way, and this is going to having to do with house or real estate and also career and money. But she said it's going to be very rocky for the next couple of weeks, and after the next couple of weeks, things are going to start really turning for you. And she is going to help to assist you along your path or your true desire. That's what she wanted to let you know.
Oh, wow. When did she say that he was coming in? You said this year sometime?
In the next couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh, huh? Wow.
He said it's going to happen like magic.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And I love traveling. So everything will be okay with where I'm living right now, I hope. Yeah.
Yeah, it just, you just feel like, she says, you just feel like things are just kind of falling apart. It's like putting, it's like everything's falling apart. Like, say, for an example, you have something on your counter and it drops and it shatters. Have you had anything drop or shatter or anything? It just means that you need to be gluing it back together. It doesn't mean that it's damaged. It just means that you can fix it and make it look as pretty as you can. Just like, I never throw things away. Like, something drops and busts, and if I know I can fix it, I'm going to fix it, and I'm going to keep it. But I'm going to keep keeping it until it keeps dropping and dropping, until that point where it does not drop and it doesn't shatter. Mm-hmm. That's where she wants you. That's what she wants you to be, is to remain strong. That's what she said in the channel, to remain strong. So that's what I type for you.
Wow, fabulous.
Is there anything you would like to ask her while I'm channeling? Or?
Oh, I would like to ask her if this potentially would go into a marriage for him and I.
Okay. She said, yes, you will be married, and you will have two children, and you're going to have two boys in the near future, and that things are going to happen very unexpectedly. She's also going to be leaving you some signs of coins and some, like, dimes and nickels. She's saying to really pay attention to that. She's also going to you're going to be smelling a lot of perfumes when she's around. It's just kind of like more like confirmation of things that she's going to do for you, and that she's going to be there as your guide to help you to get where your desire is at. That's what she says in the channel.
Oh, good. I want to ask you, will I be traveling for pleasure or business with this man? Because you had mentioned that we'd be traveling.
She says it will be both, but business and pleasure.
But there's what?
She said it will be both.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
wow.
In other words, you will enjoy it, and at the same time, you will be doing what you love, what you want to be doing, and it will be in mostly in career, is what she's saying. But she, like she said, it's going to be rocky for the next few days, for the next probably 2 to 3 days is what she's saying.
Oh, it's going to be rocky for me the next couple days?
Yes.
Oh. So I better be careful then, huh?
Yeah, and she said to really watch your diet.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Yeah, I was sick with the bacterial thing, and yeah, I gained some weight, but I've been watching it. Yeah, I have to not eat, like, wheat sugar and
like
all that.
Stay on herbal stuff, things like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Could you just ask her, please, if money will be getting better for me then? You know, with this marriage coming in and everything, if will he, have money, or, because I don't have that much. And if we're going to travel, I can't see it being on my money, because that's not enough money to travel.
She said there will be some money coming unexpectedly, but she's telling you to be patient.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Oh, and what's her name again, Roy?
And this angel. What did I say her name was, Dad?
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll just pick up the perfume and the coins.
I can't remember her name because I channel and I blank it out, so.
Yeah, and am I going to meet this man in my town or somewhere else? Because I'll have to keep my eyes open.
She said he will have blue eyes, dark hair, tall and thin, and when you run into him, you will know him like deja vu, is what she says.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So blue eyes
like,
and dark hair.
Like a sense of feeling like you've known him before, from what she's saying.
Oh. Okay, then I probably have, yeah. That happens sometimes when you meet people. You think you've known them before, you know?
Mm-hmm. Some people, yeah.
Oh, good. Wow, that was really good.
Is there any messages that you like the card from my dad?
Pardon me? Say that again?
My dad has a message for you from his card.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Close out the portal here. An angel wants to thank you for contacting her, and she will be getting with you soon.
Oh, good. All right. Wow, that's so exciting. I'm so excited about all this stuff coming up, you know?
And if you have any other questions, and if you like a long-term reading with me, I can write a whole channel for you. We don't have much time on the radio show, so that's why I'm kind of speeding things up a little bit.
Okay.
You can email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com. And I'm going to go ahead from here. I'm going to let my dad give you a reading and give you a message. Go ahead, Dad.
So pathfinder255@gmail?
@gmail.com.
Pathfinder255. Okay. Pathfinder.
Yes. And that's for everybody.
@gmail. Okay. So pathfinder255@gmail. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Roy, go ahead and give him another message if you want. All right, we're waiting for Roy. And I think we lost him, so I'm going to go ahead and text Roy to come back on the show. Go ahead and wait for Roy to give his message, and if not, then we'll just keep starting the show. So for right now, we're going to continue the show for the wait for Roy to call in. Let's go to the next caller from the 510 area. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good. And where are you calling from, and what's your name, please?
I'm calling from California. My name is Tasha.
And how can we help you tonight?
Any messages in regards to relationships?
Perfect. I'll go ahead and pull you an angel card. Is that fine?
Okay.
Okay. for your progress you've made in remembering the love in your daily activities. We can clearly see the contributions and trials and tribulations that you're going through. You're making to the world through your thoughts, feelings, and your actions and of love. Is there anything that you would like to ask these angels by their names? The first name, the second name is Gabriella, and the second name is Taisha. And what would you like to know out of the three angels?
About far as Chris, do they see that being long term, and what do they see us becoming closer? Because it'll be 8 months on the 29th of us dating.
And do you know anybody that is an ex-boyfriend that may be coming through?
An ex-boyfriend? It's someone that I had broke up with about in May named Andre, and then I have an ex-boyfriend for that I had dated for 5 years that's around me right now, but we're just friends.
Okay, and what's your first name so I could type it in my computer?
Tasha.
Tasha. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and talk to Taisha, and she has a frequency code that I put in my typewriter so that allows her to come through the energy.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and see if she'll communicate with me. See if she has a message for you. Okay, now I'm just going to wait for her response. So just wait 1 minute while I meditate. She says, you're going to be meeting a man this year, and this man is into music, and he travels a lot, and this is going to be a new romance for you as of a new beginning. But she said somebody from your past is going to come back and haunt you, and I don't know what this is pertaining to. So,
is the person that she's pertaining to as far as music and travel, is that the guy Christopher that I'm dating right now? Would that be long term?
Let me ask her.
Oh.
His name is Christopher.
He's it.
Okay. He said, no, it will not be long-term. And there will be another one come in, and this is the same man. She said that somebody else from your past is coming in, and she said you will have two options, and the man from your past is coming in and go through some kind of spiritual transition.
Is she talking about, is this person's name Shondale?
She said, yes, this is the man.
So would that be long term? And when would this happen?
She said this will happen in 6 weeks from now.
Oh, okay. So that's the guy that she said will be long term?
Yeah. And have you had any dreams of this person?
Well, he called me 2 days. He tried to come see me on I think a couple of days ago. But
so
she
said to watch your dreams for some reason.
Oh, so the dreams are real that I have of him.
Right. She said keep watching your dreams because it's coming through into reality, physical reality is what she's saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm glad that so her name, so the what's the angel's name? Taisha, Gabriel, and who else?
And Tasha.
Oh, so I got another spirit name, the same name as me, Tasha? Or is that my higher self?
That's your higher self.
Okay. So will I have kids with Shondell or no, or I just won't have any more kids?
Okay. What's that? Do you have a daughter?
No, I don't have a daughter. I would like a daughter. I had abortion and a miscarriage.
Yeah, she's saying something about a daughter of some type of miscarriage.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, she's talking about that.
Okay, so would I have a daughter with Shondell or no, or will it be with Christopher?
It will be with Shondell.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay. So this is going to end soon with Christopher then, because we've been dating 8 months.
She said your daughter is going to reincarnate.
Okay.
This year. The one that you had a miscarriage with.
Okay.
They have a message for you.
Okay.
She said, be very careful with the men you date. Be careful with the men you seek with. There are many opportunities that are coming up for you, many doorways of opportunities that you may walk through, some which will be very harmful to you. Some will be very enticing for you.
Okay.